read with you this morning. Would you turn with me into St. John's Gospel? Let's go to the 16th chapter. John's Gospel, chapter 16. Appreciate the spirit that's here this morning.
Yes.
It's precious. This is exactly what we need.
Oh, God. Yes, it is.
Now, Jesus is talking here, St. John 16. And let's look at verse 5. Jesus said, 16 and 5 of John, "But now I go my way to him that sent me." In other words, my work is just about completed here in this world. "And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things," that I'm leaving you, and I'm going back to the Father. "Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient, necessary for your benefit, for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove," and that's another Greek word for that, is "I will convict." I will convict. "When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." All right.
Yes, be to God. Bless my brother, Lord.
We need the Holy Ghost to draw us.
Help him, Lord.
He works in us to condemn sin.
You're right. Man.
He shows people there is a better way of righteousness that pleases God and leads to heaven, God's holy heaven.
You're right. I sin, Lord.
He, the Holy Ghost, will make people aware that there's coming a judgment when this life here is over. For we all must stand before God and give an account of our lives, how we've lived down here, the things that we've done, whether it's been good or bad.
Yes.
Jesus said concerning the devil, "The prince of this world has already been judged." Jesus defeated him on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
The devil knows that he's got a sentence upon him and his evil hordes and powers of darkness and evil, and every evil spirit.
Amen.
Will face the eternal flames of hell and then be cast into a lake of fire. Can I tell us this morning, God's people wins.
Praise be to God.
But the devil loses.
Bless you, Lord. Yes. Amen.
The world is on the losing side.
Losing side.
Stay with me for a little, just a little while, while I lay a foundation. The divine work of the Holy Ghost, the divine purpose of him in this world. He is the living Holy Spirit of God. We brought out last week in our lesson how the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity of the Godhead in heaven. The Father, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. We learned that he is a perfect gentleman.
Amen.
Perfect gentleman. His very character is the righteousness of God.
Yes, right. Bless him, Lord.
He is the very holiness of the Father.
Yes, he is.
And all of heaven is in him. The love of the Son of God is his nature. When Jesus went back to heaven, the Father sent us the Holy Ghost to take Jesus' place. Jesus could only be in one place at a time. But ain't you glad the whole globe and all of the whole world, the Bible said the Father sent the Holy Ghost back and he covers the globe. He's everywhere. He can be tapped into when you need help. When you call on God, who is it that helps you and strengthens you? It is the Holy Ghost that quickens you. I mean, to raise your hand this morning, I know that I have the Spirit of God living in my heart. Christ lives inside of my heart. When I was born again, the Holy Spirit took up residence inside of my inner man, inside of my very heart. He is there. He's got a voice. He leads. He speaks to us. He deals with us. He shows us what's acceptable to God and what is not acceptable. He gives us knowledge to know the difference between the chaff and the wheat. What's right, what's wrong. What is the will of God and what ain't the will of God. He'll show you the best way to live to bring God glory. He wants you to give Jesus glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He'll lead us. Oh, I've got so much. I've got a boatload here. He will lead you
right
into all righteousness. Glory to God. Jesus said he will abide in you and he will teach you all things. Somebody knows we need a teacher.
Right.
Oh, God. He will guide you into all truth. He will not let you be deceived.
Blessing, Lord.
Right.
Whatever he hears the Father say, Jesus says, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He'll reveal it to you to warn you before you get there. God sees all the danger in your pathway. He knows what's around the curve in life's road. He knows the enemy's tactics. He knows the pitfalls and the snares that the devil digs for you. He knows every deceit cunning way. Hallelujah.
Man, that's right. Bless him, Lord.
He'll teach you all things. He'll teach you all things. He'll warn you of things to come.
Yes.
When the devil's setting a trap for you, God reveals it to you by his Spirit on the inner, in your inner man. Jesus said, he shall receive from me and shall show it unto you. Jesus said the Holy Ghost will not speak of himself. And Brother Jason said that last week. Some churches, and I've been in them, but it's all Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Way down in Kentucky, we went one time, we was asked to go down there and sing, and it was Holy Ghost or nothing. You didn't hear any praises going up to God and worship and talking to testimonies about Jesus. It was Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Yes, we need him.
Bless him, Lord.
But Jesus is a grand object.
Amen.
This morning.
Yes.
And Jesus said, the Holy Ghost will glorify me.
Yeah.
He'll glorify me. He'll lift me up. If you got him inside of you, you will want to magnify Jesus and worship him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is his nature.
Thank you, Lord.
Stay with me.
Yes.
He will show you things to come. Jesus said, the Holy Ghost will not speak of himself. He'll glorify me. He always exalts Jesus.
Right.
Notice what Paul wrote and said. 1 Corinthians 12:3, no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Let it sink in.
By the Holy Ghost.
You cannot say Jesus is the Lord of your life without the Holy Ghost witnessing it inside of you.
Amen.
You're saved, the world will know it.
Bless him, Lord.
He lives inside of you. Others will know it. Your life will be different. Your talk will be different. Your dress will be different. The places you go will be different. Hallelujah. You will hate this world and the sin that is in it. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and praise him. My Lord, my God. Talking about Jesus in Hebrews. For thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness, anointed thee with the Spirit above all of thy brethren. Do you want the anointing this morning? Do you want the Spirit of God to move you and to bless you and to use you? You're going to have to hate sin with a divine hatred and hate the very image and the very sounds of this world. I'm telling you, he'll anoint you and he'll be strong in your life when you hate sin. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We're too accustomed to the things around us.
Yes, we are.
We get used to the dark and nothing bothers us. People can talk any old way around us and tell their jokes and do their things and everything. You got family members, I'm telling you, we need a boldness down inside of our heart. If husband don't want it, he don't live it. If the wife don't want it, she don't live it. If the kids are moved off and they're wrapped up in the things of this world, I've made up my mind that I'm going to keep what God gave me. Hallelujah, down in my heart. It's real and it's a keeping me alive. I don't want to never bring shame to Jesus. I don't want to be ashamed of him in this sinful and adulterous society that I live in. I dare to be different. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to serve God.
Thank you, Lord.
People nowadays, they'll agree with anything.
Right.
They'll go along with anything. They don't want to rock the boat.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us this morning.
No way.
Jesus said, he will teach you.
He'll teach you.
He'll convict you and draw you. He will check you. When you think wrong, even start to think wrong.
Yes.
Even start to go in the wrong direction right here. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit within you will check you.
Right.
That's wrong. That's wrong. Don't think about that. Get that out of your mind. Don't go down that route.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. He will check you when you think wrong and start to do wrong. He'll even check you when you start to say something wrong.
Yeah,
it's him that brings to your remembrance the word of God. Jesus sent him to be your comforter. Notice what Paul wrote by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost inspired Paul to write to the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? He is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Glory.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. Turn with me. I want you to see this scripture in Luke. I'm teaching this morning. I'm teaching myself right along with you all. Luke chapter 3, and look at verse 21. Notice what's going on here. John the Baptist is baptizing. The multitudes are coming to him to be baptized in the river of Jordan. Oh, John. Luke 3:21. And it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized, and what?
Praying.
He was a praying when he was out in the water. He was a praying when they put him under. He came up praying. Also being baptized, praying, the heaven was opened, and who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost descended in a what? A bodily shape like a
dove
up on him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Listen, Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man in a human body. And if he needed the Holy Ghost for comfort and for strength and overcoming power in his fleshly body, if he needed that to overpower over Satan and the works of darkness, so do we here this morning. Do you know what the nature of the dove is? He's gentle. He is a gentleman. He's holy. Oh yeah, it's teaching ground. Hang on just a second. The doves in the natural are very easily shooed away. I fed them many times in my back lawn, and just the crack of that door, I don't even get the door all the way open. The doves that was eating the grain are gone. A dove is easily scared away and chewed away. Oh, yes. They don't like a noisy, loud atmosphere.
Bless him all.
God said of them in Genesis, the doves, they are a clean bird. They're clean. They don't like uncleanness. They will not eat anything unclean. Their diets are wholesome. They will not partake of anything dead. They won't eat anything dead. They never pick it up in their beak. The atmosphere, the place has to be clean before a dove will land. They only eat wholesome grain.
Bless him, Lord. Your way, bless him.
It's in a book at the house, and I could not find that book, but I read it, and what I remember of it, there was a missionary couple. They were a young couple, I think in their 30s or something like that. God called them into the missionary field. And it was overseas in one of the foreign lands. They had an apartment there that they were renting. And they would go and they would minister and everything. They would come back to their apartment. In that apartment, they had a dove that would come and it would light on their windowsill just outside the window. And it would look in. It would look in the window. That dove would. Well, the man, he opened the window and he found some grain, nuts or something, and he was feeding that dove and everything. And it would come every day and it would light right there in his windowsill. And it would look in. There was a squabble between those two. That book didn't say what it was. But they were both being tried and the devil was hitting them. And they were raising their voices at one another. The man said out of his own mouth, he said, I found out that when I would jump on my wife, the dove, when I raised my voice, the dove would fly away. He said, we quarreled, even though we were missionaries, and trying to get others saved. He said, we'd have a disagreement. And when we raised our voice at one another, he said, the dove would eat. Sit right there in our windowsill, look at us, and said, it would eat that those nuts and stuff and green. But when we raised our voice at one another, said it flew, it left. He said, I got aggravated. He said, I was under trial. The devils had hit me. And he said, I just got angry and the dove was out there eating, looking right in at me, and he said, I slammed the door when I went in the bathroom. The dove left. He was down praying. He said, honey, he said, let's pray. He said, let's pray. He said, God's dealing with my heart. He said, have you noticed? He said, that dove of peace, when it feels the peace in the atmosphere inside of here, inside this window, said it'll stay right there, perched on that windowsill. He said it'll feel his little belly up just as content as it can be. And it feels the peace.
Yeah.
And said, when I holler at you, when I don't agree with you or something, you know, I answer you back harshly. Said, I've noticed. And said, God has spoke to me and said, look at the dove. He's so gentle. He loves peace. He loves a good atmosphere. And he said, when it really let me in, he said, when I slammed the door the other day, he said, the dove, it just flew. I could hear its wings and said, it just flew completely away. It was gone. It was gone. Honey, we need help. Honey, we need help. We're supposed to be missionaries and preach to others. We can't get along. The devils are hitting both of us. We raise our voice at one another, and the dove won't hold on. He won't hang around. He won't stay. And honey, he's letting me know the reason we don't have peace We're not letting the dove have his right of way in the spirit inside of our heart. Raise your hand right now and praise him. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want him leaving me.
No.
I want the dove. Brother George, Brother Scott, I want the dove in my home.
Amen. Amen.
I want the gentleness of the dove in my home.
Oh, yes. Be to God. Bless
I'd rather have the peace of God in my heart than anything in the world.
Hallelujah. Be to God. Amen.
I'd rather have the Lord's peace and reign inside of my heart. Hallelujah. I want it in my marriage. I want it in my home. I want my words always will be with salt, seasoned with salt, that I may know how ought to answer every man. Blessed is the peacemaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angry words stir up strife, but a soft answer turneth away strife. Yeah, grievous words stir up anger, but a soft word turns away strife and wrath. Can you say, Lord, give me, Jesus, the nature of the dove? I want him. I want the joy and the peace in my heart, my home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, mighty God. Bless him, Lord.
Listen. God's teaching us here.
Your way, Lord.
Come on.
If there's clamoring and fussing, if there's quarreling, loud arguing, the raising of your voice in a wrong tone in anger, doves will fly away. So it is with God's Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He will take his flight when there is strife. He is gentle. He is holy. He only dwells where there is peace, prayer, and praise.
Yeah.
I'm a learning.
God have your way, Lord.
I've been a climbing.
Yes.
And the more that I find out that I can stay in an attitude of prayer in my mind and in my home and walk through the hallway. Some of you's been in my home. I got a long hallway that goes back to my study. And I find out when I meditate upon God's holy word and I read it and I pray, and the more that I pray, and when I praise him, it brings the atmosphere of heaven inside.
Yes, be God.
There's a peace there.
Right.
There's a peace there.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Turn with me into Genesis 8.
Genesis chapter 8.
How many knows how long Noah was in the ark? Can you imagine being in a three-story ark? 375 days.
Wow.
How deep was the water, Brother Tommy? Mount Everest is 32,000 some feet tall. The waters covered the earth, listen, 26 feet higher than the highest mountain on this earth.
Blessed be God.
It gives the cubits. 26 feet above the highest mountain. Waters were everywhere. The Bible said they were roiling and boiling. The fountains of the deep were opened up and waters gushing out of the caverns up on the ground. Rain descended so hard for 40 days and 40 nights that you couldn't hardly see it. 10 feet in front of you, no doubt. Gushing up on the land and from inside of the earth. Noah obeyed God's word and built an ark according to the exact dimensions that God told him to build it. When he got done, listen, the Bible said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. I will not always deal with you and try to convict you and try to straighten you up. I will not. There will be a time when God says, I've tried my best to correct you. I've tried to teach you the right from the wrong, but there'll come a time when God says, God gave them up unto uncleanness. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. I don't want to get beyond the Spirit's conviction. Raise your hand, praise Him right now. I felt the Lord. I felt the Lord. Oh God, I don't want to get beyond conviction. Oh Lord, it's scary. It's scary. Please, Jesus, deal with me. Deal with me, Lord. Straighten me out inside. Give me the right spirit. Give me the right attitude. Give me the right nature, Lord. I must have the dove. I can't go to heaven. I can't go to heaven unless I've got the dove. I will not go unless when Jesus comes and the trumpet blows. Listen, I cannot go if the dove don't abide in my heart.
Blessed be the name.
I can't do it.
Right.
It's Him that'll quicken me. It's Him that changes me from mortal to immortality. Right. And from this old corruptible flesh to the incorruption. Hallelujah. It's Him that changes us in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. I must have the Holy Ghost inside of me when Jesus descends with a shadow.
Bless Him, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
So, they're in the ark for 375 days. Look right now with me, 8th chapter, 6th verse. Well, turn up, go to 5, verse 5. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. A new world is coming. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, after he noticed the mountaintops being seen, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth what?
A raven.
Which went to and fro until the waters were dried up from off of the earth. The raven, which is our modern day crow here, it's the same bird. The raven never entered and came back into that ark. It was pleased to go and fly all over that destruction and all around it. I don't know, but my mind's eye, Sister Dottie, goes, and you can't imagine the debris of a flash flood and the dirt and the mud and the sticks and the trees and the branches and the dead bodies of animals and human corpses everywhere. That raven never came back. He just flew. He was content to be out there in all of that mess. Went to and fro until the waters were dried up from off of the earth. Look at verse 8. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off of the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. I will not land on that garbage. I will not. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. That's a most gentle picture I've ever seen. Here, little dove, land in my hand, and I'll bring you in here where it's safe. And where it's clean.